Today's gospel passage is a conclusion of the first part of St. John's gospel. And the first part of St. John's gospel is called the Book of Signs. In this Book of Signs, we see all the signs, what the other gospels call miracles. John calls them signs. The healing that he did, the restoration of sight to the blind, changing of water to wine, and even multiplying loaves. These are all signs that portray something important beyond that. And today, I would like us to reflect on two things in this conclusion. The first is light and darkness, and the second is eternal life. What is the meaning of light and darkness in this reading of today? In the Gospel of John, when we hear of light and darkness, it means that those who are living in the light are those who are living in the faith with Jesus Christ. Those who have received Jesus Christ and his faith has made them believers, and therefore they are living away from sin. And those who are in darkness are those who are still living in sin. And therefore, Jesus calls each and every one of us daily to live from the world of darkness into his wonderful light. And this living in the light begins at our baptisms. When we are baptized, we are removed from the world of darkness and brought into the light of faith. And that faith in which we all are called to holiness, a call to holiness. And therefore, when we are called to holiness, St. John will call this kind of life of holiness eternal life. Eternal life for St. John is not only the life after death, it is a life lived here on earth, a real life, a life in the faith. A life in which God is everything. A life in which we have a taste of what heaven will be like. Therefore, if we want to live the eternal life of God, we have to make God the center of our life. If he is the center of our lives, we are living in the light. If we are living in the light, we are living the taste of eternal life here on earth. That is the message of John in today's gospel. And that is what drove the disciples of Jesus, therefore, to spend their lives preaching the good news, because they realized how beautiful it was to be in the light of God and to have a taste of eternal life, to have a taste of heaven. For that reason, they could die for the message of God, because they realized how beautiful it would be if they are living the eternal life now and seeing the beauty of it. They can have more when they leave this earth. So therefore, dear friends, I encourage you to continue to link up with God, continue to pray daily, reading the Word of God, fasting and praying. These are the aspects of our lives that draw us into communion daily with Jesus Christ. May this be our prayer today and throughout the week, that Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, will lead us into that beatific life. Amen.